So, in these almost 70 sessions, we've gone through the 16 steps of mindfulness of breathing. And the most famous discourse where these 16 steps occur is actually in a discourse that has much more in it. And it has a second half where the practice is discussed as how it follows up, how it continues after being well established in the 16 steps. Or it continues and describes part of the wider kind of unfolding that happens while we're doing the 16 steps. And somehow the second half presents more richness and fullness to it. And partly it does so by harmonizing, bringing together and showing how other aspects of early Buddhist practice come into play in doing mindfulness of breathing. And in particular, there's two, and that is the four foundations of mindfulness, how the four foundations of mindfulness are fulfilled through this breathing meditation, and how it leads to the seven factors of awakening. And inherent in this discussion that appears in, you know, this second half of the instructions or the description of practice is something that's called the onward leading nature of the Dharma. There's a very famous description of the Dharma where it says that it's immediate, inviting inspection, onward leading, to be known for oneself. And but this onward leading, the word for onward leading could also imply kind of like it carries us along. So it isn't so much that we're the agent of developing and growing in the practice, as we enter the Dharma stream, we enter the stream of meditation, and somehow the meditation, the Dharma, carries us along. And a kind of very simple way of understanding that this in one aspect is that most people spend their days preoccupied, maybe with tension and attachment, wanting, and the mind racing and spinning, and afraid or angry, resentful, all kinds of ways in which we're caught in phenomena and activities. And so there's a lot of tension, physical tension, emotional tension, mental tension. And if we begin to relax all that preoccupation, all that entanglement with everything, then it isn't just that we then nothing happens, but there starts to being an unwinding, a dissolving, a fading away of attachment. And that fading away, that dissolving of attachment, begins to change. There's an onward movement, onward moving phenomena. And that as we change, things open up within us. That qualities and capacities we have that were submerged or repressed by our fears, our attachments, our preoccupations, our entanglements, have a chance to begin showing themselves. And they become stronger and stronger. And it isn't so much that we're trying to make them become stronger, but they begin unfolding and moving. And it's wonderful to feel in meditation, slowly, day by day, or whatever way we might feel it, that there's a kind of an opening, a kind of releasing, a growing, a maturing of something quite beautiful inside. That it's kind of like a plant that has finally come into the sunlight. It's been in the dark for a long, long time. And the plant grows and it just flowers. And this natural kind of that description of a flower coming to full blossom is part of inherent in the teachings of the Buddha, where there's kind of over and over again a reference to an organic movement, growth, unfolding, flowing of phenomena as we enter into this Dharma path. One of them is, in fact, the growth of a plant. We can cultivate the plant, but we don't tug on it to make it grow. A frequent metaphor is that of a river or stream coming down from a mountain. If it rains on the mountaintop, the rain rains enough, then the raindrops start to flow down the side of the mountain. They join together and form little streamlets, and the streamlets become streams, the streams become rivers, the rivers become, you know, bigger and bigger, until finally they come down to the plains and become wide, big, silent rivers just flowing along into the ocean. And that water has its natural flow, a flow of gravity. And that metaphor is used for getting into the stream, the flow of the Dharma. It will carry us along. And as we kind of go into the Dharma, these qualities become bigger and bigger. Something inside of us becomes bigger and stronger, and also much more silent. And the metaphor of silence is the silence that happens within when there's no conceit, when we're no longer caught up and preoccupied with me, myself, and mine. It doesn't mean that we're physically silent, but it means that there's a silencing of this kind of extra agitation that spills over into the world in all kinds of noisy ways. And so this flow down the river, that entering the stream is one of the metaphors that with the first experience of real liberation, real freedom, a person is changed forever, because now they know what the stream is, they know where the current is, they know both directions and how to be in that current that's going to carry us onward to full liberation. And so the onward leading nature of the Dharma. In the Anapanasati, there's one way that concentration practice is onward leading, and another way that insight practice is onward leading. And the two go together. And the concentration practice is onward leading is described as there's the arising of gladness when we're no longer caught up in the hindrances. The mind is no longer distracted all the time. And the glad that we're finally present. That gladness is the condition out of which flows joy. And if we really feel that joy, it's the condition that out of which flows a deeper tranquility, relaxing, calming. And with that deeper calming, there is happiness. And with happiness, there arises concentration. And the way that these five, gladness, joy, tranquility, happiness, and concentration, are talked about in the suttas and the Buddha's teaching, they are not something that the meditator is doing and making happen directly, but rather we're creating the conditions where this onward leading movement through gladness, joy, tranquility, happiness, and concentration can unfold on its own. And then that's the concentration path. The insight path, as it's described best, I think, by the last four steps of the mindfulness of breathing, that there is insight, observation, observing, inconstancy. There's a fading away of attachments that depend on things having more constancy. There's the ending, cessation of certain attachments. And then there's the letting go, the relinquishing of, you know, of our investment, belief in those attachments. And so that also is described more of a natural flow. It's not something we do, but something we're observing and watching happen. And so in Anapanasati, the flow of practice moves through concentration and then leads to this insight of deep observing. And But the what the meditator does all along mostly is just staying with the breath, being with the breath. And there's a little intentionality to just stay focused on the breath, which is expressed in the repeated way in which the grammar of the phrase is having to do with being mindful of breathing occurs. It says, one trains to, says, and then there's a quotation like, this is what I'm doing and saying to myself, I will breathe in. One trains, I will breathe out. One will engage over and over again, no matter what happens as we go through all these 16 stages. We're not getting sidetracked by anything. We're allowing all the other things to happen in the onward leading nature. And we're recognizing and allowing the tranquility, the relaxation, the joy, the happiness, the gladness, the concentration, the liberations, the observations that happen. But each, all along, the dedication is simplicity of just staying with the breath. I will breathe in. I will breathe out. I will stay connected to it. This is where the home is for people doing mindfulness of breathing. It's not exclusive. The attention is open and aware so that this wider field is allowed to manifest and to grow. The Dharma that's onward leading can appear. But to keep us relaxed and not caught in anything, not preoccupied, we keep staying with the breath in a relaxed, open, committed way, not clinging to it, but just kind of staying open, but staying there so we don't get drift off and get caught in other things. And if we have this relaxed, open, steady, continuous dedication, love for, devotion for just breathing one breath at a time. And of course we'll get distracted, but just whenever we can to come back, I will stay here with the breathing. This is what I'm doing. Then this we start entering into the Dharma, which is onward leading. The flow that begins to unfold. And one of the things that it unfolds into this is the core aspect of the four foundations of mindfulness. And how this mindfulness of breathing connects with the four foundations will be the topic for tomorrow. So thank you so much. And I hope that you will be open to not being the agent of change, not to be the one in charge of making things happen and fixing things all the time, but to go through the day with some room to allow things to unfold, to allow yourself to unfold, to make room for yourself and room for the Dharma that you can't do if you're just constantly caught up in being in charge or being the agent or being the subject of your preoccupations. So, thank you.